The following program was previously recorded. Welcome to another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Fully Committed is a new production at the Omaha Community Playhouse. It starts on the 19th of March, and Josh Payton stars in this show and is the only actor in this show playing some 40 roles. He's with me now on Live and Local. Josh, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
40 roles. How does one approach this?
You know what? It has been an absolutely crazy process. I have so many voices in my head right now. I have such a huge headache. This is probably one of the most challenging but most like hilarious roles that I've ever done. It's really rewarding, and I love the challenge. And it's a hilarious script.
Sure enough. Well, if you wouldn't mind, of course, without giving anything away, but if you could take folks through the basic plot behind the main character, Sam. Through Sam, you end up playing these other 39 characters. And if you could kind of take us through how that works.
Sure. So, yeah, I play Sam, who works at a reservation desk at like this super popular red hot restaurant in New York City. Like, everyone's dying to get a seat there. And in addition to Sam at the reservation desk, I play every single person who works at the restaurant: the chef, the maitre d', the host, the hostess, the reservations manager, and I play every single person that's calling in trying to get a reservation. And I even play like the voices, like if I were to call my voicemail and like you hear that, "You have one new message." I even do those sound effects too. Everything.
That's fantastic. Just from a logistical standpoint, what have you done to keep the scene straight in your head, you know, so you can compartmentalize each scene and know where you're going next?
Well, I tell you what, that is the hardest part for this show. I mean, memorizing it wasn't really that big of a deal, because, you know, when you're doing a show, even with multiple people, you kind of know their lines too, because you need to know when to come in. But memorizing the order for this show, that was the difficult part, because this show is absolute chaos. Like, going back and forth, there'll be a page where there's six characters on and they're all jumping in and out on like different phone lines. And memorizing that order was tough, but Jim McCain, who's the director, was helping me with like some mnemonic devices, like, remember, you're standing right here, that means this person's coming up, or you just said this word, relate that to that person right there. And it was a journey, but finally got the order down. We're ready to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is a comedy, for those who are asking, and I do have to let you know there is some adult language used in the show. I also do want to touch on, it is a very socially distanced, safe place to be. There's masks are used. There's plexiglass between the stage and the audience. The audience is socially distanced. I mean, the Omaha Community Playhouse has gone to great lengths to make this production safe, right?
Yes, absolutely. And we'll be streaming it a week after it opens for those that don't feel quite safe to come to the theater yet. We will have that available. I am behind glass the entire time, which is good, because I'm there running around screaming and screaming my head off and everything. Yeah, it feels really safe.
How long had it been since you had performed in front of a live audience?
A live audience? I think it was... Well, I did... Christmas Carol earlier this year, but that got canceled and they just did the streaming.
Right.
The live audience, I think, was when I was at the Blue Barn. I did their Christmas show, A Very Diehard Christmas, I think Christmas of 2019. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Yep.
How excited are you to see some people when you open?
Oh, I'm really excited. You know, I've needed this for a long time. And, you know, it's just a great escape from all the, you know, turmoil and of the pandemic this year. And, you know, it's going to be a great release for people to just get outside, go laugh, and be with each other, but safely.
Do you have a couple of characters that you would almost call your favorites, or some characters you love visiting during this romp around the 40 different ones?
Oh, I love all of them. They're great. But I think I have like a top three. There's one character, his name is Bryce. He is the assistant for Mrs. Gwyneth Paltrow, and he's just super excited the entire time. He's aggressively friendly. The chef, I love him. He's a total jerk, but he kind of sounds like he's like this total bro, okay? And he's like really like insecure about his food. He's like, do you like my frozen polenta, Sam? And then there's a character named Curtis. He's my agent because Sam is also a struggling actor, so he works at the talent agency. He kind of sounds like, you know, Tim Gunn does on Project Runway. You know, designers, make it work.
That's fantastic. Josh Payton is fully committed. The show opens on March 19th at the Omaha Community Playhouse in the Howard Drew Theater, and Josh Payton plays all 40 roles. It is socially distanced, it is safe, and you can go to omahaplayhouse.com for more information. Josh, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining me on Live and Local.
Thanks, Mike.